I wonder if anyone here has had to choose something recently or make a choice. Living where we live, we get to have quite a lot of choices. I wonder if anyone here after school gets to go to the corner shop with a certain amount of money and look at all of those options and think, well, I've only got this much money, I'm going to have to choose something. We're lucky, aren't we, to have that choice. I wonder if you've had to choose from a menu. You get to go out for dinner and make a choice. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I choose and then somebody else chooses and I go, made the wrong choice. But how good is it when you choose and someone else chooses and you go, made the right choice. That's really good. And then you feel you have to share, don't you? I don't know if you do that. Or do you think, no, I'm going to have it all myself. I wonder if you've made any big choices recently. There are some big choices in life, aren't there? Maybe you've had to choose a house. Maybe you've bought a house and had to choose the one that's right for you and your budget and what you want for your family or for your life. Maybe you've chosen a life partner. Maybe you've got engaged and you've had to choose that moment and to ask someone to marry you. That's massive. This time of year, a big subject is choice of schools. Which school are we choosing? And which school have we been given after having made those choices? Choices are really, really important. Imagine if all those things were decided for us. Imagine a world where there was no choice. If we think back to the beginning of the story of the Bible, here we go. If we think back to the beginning of the story of the Bible, God made a really beautiful world for us. And he made people. And best of all, he allowed us to love each other. But by allowing love into the world, God allowed choice. By allowing love into the world, God allowed choice. Let me explain. Who can I see? Martin and Haley. I can see Martin and Haley. If Martin and Haley had been kind of assigned to each other in this great big cosmic spiritual lottery, their numbers came up and they went on the conveyor belt. Oh, look, it's us, and off we go. How could that be love? For both of them, there needed to be another choice for love to be as powerful as it is. Unless they had made a positive choice for each other, it would just be, well, boring, really. There has to be an alternative possibility for love to exist. If we were simply programmed to care for our children, how could that be as powerful as making choices and sacrifices for our children or for those others that we loved? Love. So we're faced with choices every day. Choices about how we treat people. Choices about how we spend our money. Choices about how we use our time. Are we going on the iPad for 3 hours or are we going to help mum unload the dishwasher? You can thank me later. Quite often we make good... The dishwasher's the answer, by the way. Quite often we make good choices, loving choices that reflect the heart of God. But sometimes... Sometimes we make the wrong choice. And because it's possible, it has to be possible, we make the wrong choice and that leads us into what we call sin. And sin is this rubbish thing that can weigh us down. Selfishness, unkindness, unloving behavior that in the end, if left to fester, can turn us into a bit of a mess. And it can really spoil the relationships we have with other people. And I don't know about you, but I find myself making wrong choices all the time. But here's the thing. For us to understand the story of today, we have to be able to admit that we've made some wrong choices, that we need forgiveness, because otherwise, this Jesus on a cross is pointless. It's utterly meaningless unless we can admit to ourselves and perhaps if we're really brave to each other that we've made a bit of a mess of things from time to time. And this is where this comes in. I hope as you walked in this morning, you were given a piece of red cloth, red kind of tape. Now, if you are feeling exceptionally brave, you might, as a sign that you have sometimes made a mess, me, daily basis, hourly probably, made a mess of things and made the wrong choice. And if that's you, I'm going to invite you to have a new little bit of jewellery. I'm going to invite you to make a little bracelet out of this now, but can I ask you not to tie any really tight knots? That's very important. So you might need somebody else to help you. If you haven't got one, by the way, the stewards would love to help you at the back. How are we doing? Wherever you wear it, head, wrist, foot, I can see a few creative variations. Doesn't matter. Just don't tie it too tight, okay? I really want to thank you for being brave, for being willing to say, I'm one of those people who makes some wrong choices, who gets it wrong. Sometimes. You see, God saw that people were making wrong choices all the time. He saw that people were being burdened by sin. He saw that people were damaging their relationships with each other and with him, and it made him sad. And so he did something about it. For those of us who will stand and say, I have made a mistake. God poured as much of himself as possible into the limits of a human being, a man, Jesus. And he came to earth to be with us and to walk with us and to show us life. And he showed us a life filled with all the right choices. He wasn't burdened by sin at all. And then he made the hardest choice of all. He made a choice to deal with all of this. He made a choice to put the will of God first, knowing that he'd never done anything wrong. And this choice would mean terrible pain as he was crucified. And he said, Father, if you're willing, take this cup from me, but not my will, but yours be done. And even as human beings showed their cruelest, darkest, most sinful behavior in crucifying an innocent man who'd never done anything wrong, God showed us that even awful choices won't stop him from loving us. But in order for true love to flourish, God gives us choices even today. We can choose to reject this love, or we can choose to accept it. We can choose again and again to follow Jesus. So how are you feeling? How are you feeling about wearing your new piece of jewelry? I wonder actually if even before we did this, while you were holding it, whether it was distracting you, whether you were fiddling with it, whether it became a bit annoying. I think, I made them quite long on purpose, so they are a bit annoying. I think if you went round for the rest of the day like this, that would become really annoying. It would become a distraction and it would take your mind off. You know, you'd get it wet in the washing up, wouldn't you? Or if you went to stroke the dog, they'd probably play with it and you'd end up running down the garden. And it would become part of life that affects the way that our life goes. Now, we could choose just to keep it, to wear it, to keep reminding ourselves of the rubbish that is in our lives and the wrong choices that we've made. But we have another option. We have another choice that says, I'm not actually going to let this rule my life. I'm not going to let it change my choices and my directions. I'm going to take it off and let someone else deal with it. So now, if you would like to, I'm going to ask the band to just come up and just play us some music. I'd love you just for a moment to think about what this is for you. What are the choices in life that you would like to say, I'm so sorry for? That you would like to say, Jesus, you have done the ultimate thing for me. You've died so that these choices don't have to follow me around anymore. And when you're ready, if you would like to, I'd love you to come to the front, to the cross, and either for yourself or somebody else will be there to help you, take off this annoying burdensome sign of our wrong choices and tie it round the cross and say to Jesus, I'm accepting your gift that you dealt with all this for me on Good Friday. So just take a moment to pause and think. I know that for everyone, that's not quite where we're at today. That's fine. Everyone's welcome. But when you are ready, just take this time to choose to accept the gift that Jesus gives us today.